The Boise Bench is a growing community full of promise and possibility. That's according to a new study by Utah State University, which has been working with the city of Boise on a map of the area's future. For the past few months, students from the university have been talking to stakeholders in the area. They're working on a 30-year plan on how to make the bench more of a community, and they'll present their findings later today at City Hall. Haley Wall is one of the students working on the bench study. She spoke with our Samantha Wright and says the area is ripe with possibilities.
When we came up and had our site visit, we were really impressed. The community is very engaged, and there's lots of people who really care about their community. They're facing some pretty normal problems, lack of park space, aging infrastructure, older buildings. They just need a facelift, and they need, you know, better infrastructure such as continuous sidewalks and that sort of thing to improve walkability and connectivity within the area and the neighborhood. But one of the things that we really want to focus on is just working all these things in together to really create some place that is rich and vibrant. And we know there's a lot of refugees in this area and a lot of young families, a lot of people starting out, a lot of young entrepreneurs. And we really want this to make this an affordable place, but a great place where the community spirit really shines.
And how do we do that? How do we get this into a more cohesive community on the bench?
Well, the reason I came into landscape architecture is because our built forms really shape our communities so much. And just by providing a better infrastructure and better design, it really allows people to use the space better. In environmental psychology, there's something called third places. And these are informal places where people gather together. And this is where communities really happen. So, you know, libraries or the barber shop or urban plazas, you know, just some place where people can get out and interact with each other. And by creating places that really invite people out into their community, not just into their neighborhoods, that's when the magic really happens.
And does the bench have any of those, or does it need some?
It definitely has some. The Boise International Market, before it tragically burned down, was a wonderful, wonderful third place, and hopefully will be again once they begin to rebuild. But we're hoping to recreate what they've done there in many different places, because one place just isn't enough. It's great to have lots of different options for different demographics and, you know, more than just an international market, maybe outdoor spaces or educational spaces that really fulfill this purpose as well.
So we're talking about a 30-year plan or a 30-year possibility for the bench. What do you see the bench looking like in 30 years?
Well, hopefully it has a lot better connectivity. One of our teams is the Open Space and Connectivity team, and they've really done a lot of work by creating connections, not only new parks, but connections between the old parks, bringing in the greenbelt into this neighborhood and really creating some wonderful outdoor spaces.
I know there are petroleum tank farms right in the middle of the bench area. Did you look at those industrial areas, and how do they fit into the future of the bench?
I know that those tanks, in all practicality, aren't probably going away anytime soon, but we really wanted to soften that industrial edge so that it's more inviting for the residents. There's little pockets of houses right up next to there, and they feel sort of isolated right now. So what we really wanted to do is end the isolation of the industry and the residences and really reweave the fabric so that it feels more cohesive and feels like everyone really belongs.
What's the next step?
So what the city was hoping is for some really practical fine-grained suggestions for individual parcels on how we could really revamp this area and create more life and vibrancy. So right now what we'll be presenting is a basic overview of what our plans and our ideas are. From there, we hope to sort of zoom in and really get down on an individual scale and say, okay, what practically can we do to this individual parcel to really make it function better? And we really wanted to focus on practicality because, you know, we don't want to propose plans that are going to cost astronomical amounts that will never get implemented. We're hoping that we'll be able to come up with solutions that we can implement, you know, not in 30 years, but maybe in 5 or 10, and really begin to see a lot of growth and progress in this area.
Haley Wall is part of the Utah State University team working on a study of the Boise Bench. Her team will present their findings today to stakeholders and the public from 3 to 7 at the Boise City Council Chambers. The public is invited and encouraged to offer feedback.